Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about a start to finish land deal, and we'll review it every little step of the way for you.
Exactly. I've got numbers. Good stuff.
Jill diligently did a tremendous amount of calculation and note-taking prior to the show, unlike most shows.
What are you talking about? I do, and here's from the other day. I do.
before we get into the topic, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Where are your notes, Steven? I don't see any notes on your side of the desk here, so just gotta say.
You know, I've never been a note taker. People in school.
You leave it. You know what it is? It's me. Joel, will you write that down? Just kidding.
No. I've never treated you like a secretary ever.
I know.
You've been my partner in this from day one.
I know. Thank you very much. Okay.
This question's a little long, I have to tell you.
Thank you. I will be ready. Dustin asks, hi, Stephen and Jill. Our membership to RealQuest Pro through Land Academy offers us an enormous amount of helpful data when pulling lists. Thank you, by the way, for this. When pulling a list under custom search, we always pick property detail on the left-hand side under report selection. I've noticed there's also another selection under report selection called homeowner association. I would personally love to have HOA POA data when downloading my list. I prefer not to buy rural vacant land located in HOAs and POAs. Currently, the only way to figure out the HOA status, with each property is to see if there is a subdivision listed when we download the list and then Google it in hopes of finding a web page or some other source indicating it is an HOA. Or we can ask the seller or the county assessor or the recorder. But all of this takes a lot of time and phone calls. If RealQuest Pro has this data, then is it possible for them to include it with our membership? This way, we can easily scrub it out. Or do you have a quick and easy way to find HOA, POA info on the properties outside of this route? Thank you.
This is an incredibly brilliant question. I've said this 1,000 times on the show before. I'll say it again. I can tell this person, who's a relatively new member, is going to kill it. Just by the depth and how this question is written.
Right.
Here's the deal. RealQuest Pro is an aggregator of assessor data.
Right.
They take the assessor database, the tax roll,
right,
and they add some stuff to it once in a while. Sometimes they don't. And they put it into their package, their format, and then we pay a subscription and get to use it. We're a licensed provider, and subsequently so do you. A lot cheaper, I might add, if you just walked in there and got it yourself.
Exactly.
The assessor couldn't give a hoot about HOA and POA data.
It's true.
So it's not included. And
it's
that's
like
the reason why. That said, we're also licensed providers of DataTree. DataTree takes that concept of aggregating data and takes it to the next level. They include an assessor data. They include mortgage data. They include Fannie Mae, Freddie Mae, Freddie Mac data, and a bunch of other stuff. And we will be releasing that shortly as a licensed provider with House Academy.
Right.
It's part of the whole gig. So unfortunately, to directly answer your question, I don't see the HOA POA data being released in the RealQuest Pro product anytime soon, although I bet it will be at some point. When RealQuest / CoreLogic gets on board with multiple sources of data in their product.
And
right
puts
now
it all together.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much I trust it too. Honestly, when it gets to that situation, I'm still going to do old school and double check it anyway, so I don't think it's any extra work. And I'd hate to have you miss on some good deals.
That's the real deal.
You know, what if it's not 100% merged correctly and lined up right? I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of that. I think don't change a thing. And just know when you do what you're doing, when you do your due diligence, that's one of the things that you should check. Even if it says there is not one, I would still check it. If it sounds like it's, you know, Green Acres parcel number 25, I'm going to still check and make sure that it's there is an HOA or there's not an HOA.
If I read between the lines of this question, what you're asking is, can I make my mailer yield more efficient.
Right.
Can I send out less mailers and right. generate more offers
right.
and scrub this stuff out so I don't have to deal with it?
Right.
And so this is the read between the lines
right.
topic in a lot of questions about yeah. data. And I'm here to tell you, please keep this in mind. It's crazy efficient the way we have this set up. For every 300 or 350 offers you send out, you're going to buy a piece of property. When you do the math on that, it's staggering.
Right.
It's absolutely staggering. There's no more efficient way to buy ridiculously undervalued, sometimes right. unwanted property than sending out mail like this
right.
for any product type. I don't care if it's parking garages. It's
right.
still going to be incredibly efficient. So I understand and respect your question, and I'm glad you asked it, and I chose it for a reason because it's really yeah. brilliant. But obsessing on mailer efficiency, it's just get it in the mail and do it.
Exactly. Thank you.
Today's topic, Jill reviews a start-to-finish land deal that she's just recently done, like days ago. This is yep. the meat of the show.
That'd be fun to just kind of pull one out that I'm just closing on right now this week, because it's really interesting and we can talk about the numbers and what goes into it. So offer goes out. This is for 23 acres in Fremont County, Colorado. The offer price is agreed on $69,31.20.
So the offer went out among thousands and thousands of offers.
Right.
This one happened to get signed and sent back.
Right. Thank you.
I'm trying to MC this.
Am I
breaking your concentration?
No, good.
Okay.
So then what are the next steps? So this one happened to come to me through deal funding. So what happened from this point was the person who sent the mail out, one of our members, we call him the manager in these transactions, he got the deal in. He did his own due diligence. It passed all his tests, and knew he wanted to buy it. The price was good, had a good estimated sale price, which he estimated would be about $36,500, which, by the way, would mean it would sell fast, still under everything else out there. As you can see, you know, at $7,000 and selling for $36,000, quickly doubling your money, and then getting out quick. Fast. So then he made a decision to say, you know what, for whatever reason, didn't have the cash, didn't want to tie up that cash, decided to submit it to us via Land Academy deal funding. Here comes a deal, and this was early in February, just so you know. So came to me, so what do I do? I do my own due diligence, where we do, now it's kind of me, we transitioned. I do my own due diligence. I pull up the property, I'm looking at the location, I'm looking for access, I'm looking for utilities.
Just as if it was our own.
Exactly. I'm looking to see, are there buildings in the area? Is somebody already doing some stuff out there? I'm looking at all the things. The only thing that tripped my radar, which I went back to the manager, was I said, you know what, have you checked the FEMA, I think you were involved in this one back when we'd started this too, and then you transitioned to me.
I remember this deal, very, very specifically.
Have you checked the FEMA floodplain maps? That was our only question.
It's in a valley.
Right. So the manager checked it, said, you know what, it checks out. I looked at the comps too, and we said, done.
FEMA has a fantastic website. It's unbelievable, actually. It's 100% free. It's FEMA.gov. I mean, if the entire country, it seems like every square inch of this country is mapped on
out.
There and easy to find out within seconds if your property's in a flood zone.
Exactly. So it all checked out. So I wrote, done, we're doing it, let's fund it, open escrow. So in this situation, the manager opened escrow with a title agent local to the property. You always want to do local to the property, not local to you. Someone who knows the area, right? That's important. Open escrow, and we closed on it on February 13th. And I'll tell you, there were some back taxes in there that we said, fine. We saw enough, room in the deal that we would pay the back taxes. So the all in with fees closed on February 13th for $9,387. That was the total price. So that was that's escrow fees. Pay a little extra to keep title open, by the way. A hold open fee. Title insurance included, paying the back taxes, so we're all caught up, and then the agreed upon price of $69.31 went to the seller. Done. Just now on March 29th, our manager, they market the property. I'm just the bank in this situation. we talk a little bit about it if they have any questions about, you know, any tips on it, but usually they know what they're doing. And I just tell them, do your normal thing, get it out there, all the normal places that you do it. We agreed on the sales price because we want to make sure that we're getting what we want out of it. And they just, you know, ran with it. So on March 29th, they reopened escrow. We kind of had it held open, so it's going to be a fast close now at $36,500 as our sale price. As you can see, what was that, 6 weeks, barely? And then when you do the math, we are both going to split. They're going to get paid out. The manager who put no money down to open and, you know, all the closings taken care of. So they're going to walk away at the end of the 6 weeks with $13,500. I'm going to get $13,500 plus my initial investment, that, you know, $93,87, right back in my bank account.
And here's what that translates to from an ROI standpoint. So we put in 10 grand and we're going to get 13 back in 6 weeks, which is great for us.
Right.
We doubled our money in 6 weeks.
Right.
The ROI scenario for the manager, they put in zero.
Yeah.
They just spend sent the mail out.
Right.
So, and we're partners in it.
Exactly.
We're 50-50 profit partners. So it's not like we're regulated as a lender.
Right.
So everybody wins here.
Exactly.
Everyone.
It is.
Is there some trust? Yeah. There's a lot of benefits to having partners the same way Jill and I are partners.
It's true.
We're not going to do a deal unless we think it's great.
Exactly.
We're not going to do a deal with you unless we think you're great.
Exactly.
Or, you know, you got a good track record or a good attitude at least. So,
right.
You know, there's a lot of reasons why this is such a good situation for both of us,
right.
Both parties involved.
Exactly.
You know, Jill had the right, right before the show, we sat down and looked at our whole list of deals that we've got going on, like this, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And
right.
She had to pick one, you know, and we were arguing about which one to pick. Not arguing, debating, because I'm like, oh, look at this one, and the dollars are bigger.
Exactly.
She's like, yeah, but this is more simple, this, so.
Exactly. This gives you an idea of what goes on. And I'm doing several of these a week, by the way. And I'm spending, I don't know, half hour a week on these. That's it. It's really the only time I spend on it is the due diligence part, and that's minutes, not hours, because they've already done their homework too. I'm just kind of another pair of eyes on it.
Yeah.
Gosh, just making sure we're not missing anything. We're in agreement on what we think it's worth. Done. You know, and then escrow is handling the rest, and I just have to show up. I don't have to show up to sign on the sell side, technically, at the end. And that's it. It's fantastic. So
if it were our own deal, and we do a lot of deals like this on our own,
right.
The only difference is on the sell side, there's a lot of marketing. You know, we have a marketing machine. You just post it on every single site
right.
and handle the inbound calls. Or in more cases than not, now we hire a real estate agent that we trust
right.
or a fixed priced listing, let's say.
Right.
And that gets it out there in the MLS. That usually sells
Broker
it within
Direct,
weeks.
MLS or
right.
Congress. Yep.
But essentially, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
It's a win-win.
It really is. So I wanted to give some real numbers because sometimes we talk, oh, we all just skip along the top. Buy for 10, sell for 20. I want some real numbers and I want some real dates.
Yeah.
So I hope that really helps you, gives you a really good detailed example of what we're doing.
It was a perfect scenario.
Thank you.
A perfect synopsis, Jill.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You guys really have the slick. I don't even know what goes on.
We have it down.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for Finance Friday with me, Stephen, Jill, and Justin.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I am proud of you, man. That's just
Thank
amazing.
You.
You guys are just machines down
Thank
there.
Thank you. I like it. You know, please don't look at our spreadsheet very much because it's more fun when you look at it like days go by and you look at it and then there's stuff happening.
It's just staggering.
Like
what's
more
in there.
Things are happening. It's really more fun. So
it's got some traction now.
It
we started
does.
This on January 1st of 2019.
I love it.
It's staggering.
Favorite job of all the jobs and all the hats that I wear.
That's great.
This
love.
One's my favorite.
That's great.
It
I
really
mean,
is.
I'm a natural deal maker, but the data part of deal making is more fun for me.
I love that. And that's great for me, too. Wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.